The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, greetings. And here we are, beginning of our meditation session. And there are two things I want to bring forth at the beginning of this meditation, where the overall context is or focus now in this practice of mindfulness of breathing is samadhi, the unification of mind, the serenity of mind, the concentration of mind, whatever. A very strong association with the deeper concentration in Buddhism, in the early Buddhism, is the idea of assurance. Some translators translate it self-assurance or confidence. And so that we're kind of looking for, or we're evoking, or we're resting on, so we're beginning to prioritize or recognize in us and providing in us is a deep sense of internal assurance, internal confidence that comes along with samadhi, with this unification, but also supports it. So certainly for many of us, something deep inside in our hearts probably it could use a lot of assurance. The world is in big change and a lot of challenges. And to be able to discover a place of deep assurance so that we can let go of our thoughts, our concerns, our everyday preoccupations, really let go and discover the tremendous goodness that resides within us, and have that goodness be a resource for how we live our life. So that's one thing, assurance. The other is that one of the great analogies or similes Buddha uses for a particular state of concentration is that of a of a mountain lake that is not being fed by any rain or any rivers feeding into it. But the only feeding of the lake, the nourishment of the lake, replenishment of the lake, is an underwater spring, maybe right smack in the middle of the lake, underwater spring with an underwater fount of water that gets sprayed up and out and fills the lake with new water, fresh water, clean water. And so the idea of there being a fount, a source within us, a spring within us, that really is a little bit peacefully, wonderfully flowing, moving, dynamic, this sense of flow, of vibration, of aliveness, of vitality, of joy, of assurance that we are opening to allow for. And so these two things, assurance and this inner flow of goodness, of warmth, of energy, of vitality, requires something of us, requires of us to create the conditions to allow it to fill us, to allow it to live in us. And one of the requirements is not being preoccupied by things, not be off running off to the races and thinking about things and worried about things. Certainly it's difficult to put down our everyday concerns and emotions and feelings. So I acknowledge that, but it's also possible to begin orienting oneself in the kind of level of receptivity and softness and kindness, that generosity, inner generosity, that begins making it possible to invite or to sense or feel or receive a kind of assurance and a kind of vitality and aliveness that samadhi is. So not samadhi is not this narrow laser focus that we all get tight and contracted, but rather it's an opening, a letting go into the bottom of the bowl, into really being centered here. In that center, maybe somewhere there, you feel more alive and vital, this flow of goodness, maybe very subtle. So assurance and receptivity, a willingness to receive and be here, a willingness to be here, to allow all, to invite all things to come in and be unified, be gathered, collected here. So taking a meditation posture that maybe for you will somehow, some simple way, in some simple way that will invite goodness, invite nourishment, invite what's really good in you, reassuring in you to be here. A posture of assurance. And to gently close your eyes. And allow yourself to relax in your body so that with some assurance your inhale begins. And the exhale is allowed. The inhale has characteristics of this inner, this spring in a lake. Something that arises and flows and moves and expands through the body. And to allow the beginning of the in-breath. To allow the all the sensations of breathing in to be received and felt. And then to, as you exhale, allow yourself to relax the body. Relaxing the face, the shoulders, the belly. A kind of relaxation that becomes an invitation for your body to self-organize, the body to become whole. And as you exhale, allowing the mind, the thinking mind, to relax and soften. Adjusting the mind a little bit, so the attitude, the way of thinking, the way you are in the mind. Is kind enough or pleasant enough, friendly enough, soft enough. That the mind gathers together. Everything in the mind is welcomed to come into a whole. And as you exhale again to settle in. Let go with the exhale deep inside of you to a place maybe where there's some assurance, confidence, some place of peace or tranquility. allowing the body, whole body, to be receptive to the vitality of itself, the physical vitality of life flowing and moving through you. Relaxing into that opening. And then at the center of it all, steady yourself on your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. A gentle steadiness with a mind that's softening, quieting. Breathing with inner assurance. Breathing with whatever inner wholesomeness there is, or maybe in some people's language, whatever inner goodness that's here. Not that you're thinking about it, but a felt sense of vitality, of aliveness, of goodness, of which the movements of breathing are part of. And then instead of counting the breaths today, maybe at every exhale, there's a similar thing you can do, a single word, to place you into the experience in a receptive, soft, assured way. And maybe you don't say the word with your inner mind, your inner voice, but you do it so quietly that it's you imagine you're saying it. And every time you exhale, imagine saying, yes. Just yes to your experience, to being here, to breathing, to steadying yourself, quieting yourself, on the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. The breathing that occurs within the vitality, aliveness of your lake. Yes, on the exhale. Yes, and letting go of your thoughts. A yes that comes with a small, subtle smile, barely perceptible, turning up the corners of your lips. A yes of delight. As we come to the end of this sitting, to find within you a place of assurance, confidence, even if it's quite small. Find the place where there's located within you the embodied expression of confidence, assurance, and breathe with that. Maybe as you exhale, letting go into that assurance, that confidence. A confidence and assurance which the Buddhist tradition associates with a peacefulness. And as you're sitting here meditating, maybe with some assurance and peacefulness, confidence, and without needing to say or do anything for anyone, here in the privacy of your own meditation, open your heart and mind to the people around you, in the town you live, county, province you live in, the people maybe you'll interact with on through technology, or the people you're likely to think about. And just settle back in your assurance and gaze upon these people kindly. Relax back safely in your place of assurance. And gaze out, imagine everyone, and gazing upon them with goodwill. Maybe even imagining what some of their faces would look like if they were happy, the smiles they would have. Maybe a little sparkle in their eyes. And imagine how good it would be if they could be happy this way. And let there be inside of you, if you'd like, an attitude and thoughts of goodwill and well-wishing for these people. May they be happy. May they be safe. May they be peaceful. And may they be free. And may you carry with you through the day this private place within, where you have enough assurance and confidence that privately you can gaze upon others, consider, think about others with goodwill and well-wishing for their happiness. And whether you act on it or not is a secondary thing. To allow, to bring at least your inner life to have love or care or goodwill for the people around you. They don't have to know.